Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, what's the best way to prep for Coachella?
As a first-timer, there's a lot that you don't consider.
And just how bad is it to not have proper ear protection at concerts?
The louder the sounds are and the closer you are to that sound source, the more damage that we could potentially incur.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, April 10th, 2026. Today, a very special Coachella episode. We will cover it all. Who's going to be there? Is Coachella camping worth it? What essentials do you need to bring? Some tips from a Coachella veteran, where to get the best LA eats in Indio, and some history about the first Coachella festival ever. But first, we had K-Rock's Klein and Allie give us the rundown about who to look out for this weekend.
Well, I mean, obviously you have something for everybody. That's the way Coachella is. I mean, no matter what type of music you're into, there is something for you at Coachella. They've been doing it so long. They've been doing it so well. It's a well-oiled machine now. So you got the Biebs, of course, that makes millennials happy. But also there's a lot of Gen Z crowd that loves Justin Bieber and wants to see what he's going to do on the big stage. Sabrina Carpenter, obviously huge. Her new album doing really well. Karol G just performed the halftime show at the Chiefs Chargers game in Brazil. But then, of course, with K-Rock artists, you have the Strokes, who don't really perform live that often and really at all outside of the festival circuit. And then Royal Otis, who we chatted with not that long ago, a great band, really buzzy, and it's going to be their first Coachella.
Yeah, young band with some of the most aggressive fans out there, Turnstiles and Somber, Foster the People, Iggy Pop. So every genre covered, and Coachella always does a good job of trying to take a snapshot of what is now and putting it into the desert. And it came as a surprise to us all.
So if you guys have been online at all this week, you know that Coachella is an expensive endeavor. So how are people affording it? Well, it seems like a lot of people are opting for this alternative.
More people are searching Coachella camping, like 14,000% more than Coachella glamping. People are looking for body wipes for camping. So how can I stay clean with all the dust of camping during a festival? Some just kind of understandable searches are like, when does Coachella car camping open? What should I bring to Coachella? And then the Coachella bag policy has been a related breakout search. So a number of questions around just kind of how can I fully prepare?
That was Bailey Thompson, a Google Trends expert on Coachella search trends. But camping isn't the choice for everybody, especially in the desert. I spoke with our producer, Becca Ledman, about how she found a place to stay for her first ever Coachella.
Because I did not want to camp, I've heard the horror stories of people waiting an hour plus for a shower, and that just did not sound like something I wanted to go through personally. So I went through my Reddit rabbit hole, and a lot of people recommended this offsite campground, so I ended up going with that. So I'm hoping it lives up to its word.
But what should you prep that you might not have thought of?
As a first timer, there's a lot that you don't consider. And a lot of little things like blister band-aids. That is something that I totally would not have thought about if it wasn't for TikTok. And honestly, like all the influencers giving all these tips and tricks. And some people will be like, oh my God, these are the most basic tips. But they're things that I overlooked.
The biggest tip Becca got, take this item instead of a bandana to protect yourself from the dust.
The number one thing people told me was a pashmina. I was just going to go classic bandana. And then I started hearing from people, oh, do not do that. You will regret it. Go with a pashmina instead. It's cuter and it'll save your life. It does a way better job. And then the other things was actually the blister band-aids. It helps cushion your feet. So they're not for when you get blisters, they're to prevent blisters.
So I was interested, how does she plan to stand out when the weather gets colder at night?
I am very big on if I'm going to be at a festival, I'm going to dress to impress. And so I ended up getting sweatsuits for each night corresponding with the headliner. So for Sabrina, I have a blue sweatsuit. For Justin, I have a black velour one that I'm bedazzling swag across the back. And then for Carol G, I am going with a bright orange one.
We also had our very own Margaret Carrero sit down with Megan Holliday, who has been to many a festival.
What little Coachella pearls of wisdom can you impart upon Ms. Becca for her first time?
I think the main thing is you want to have your sunscreen. You want to stay hydrated. This year, it is going to be interesting because, you know, we're going to be getting some rain here in Los Angeles, right? But yeah. I have been checking and it's been, I don't know that we're going to get rained on. But you want to just make sure you have everything that you need just in case, or if the wind picks up or whatever, because it can get dusty out there and stuff. I don't think we're going to have that issue, but just be over prepared.
That's not all KNX will hear from K-Rock's Megan Holliday. Throughout the weekend, we will check in with her about the festival, so be sure to tune in on 97.1 FM. Staying safe at festivals is especially important, and that also goes for your ears. 4 days of incredibly loud music can be really hard on us. Here's Alex Silverman with an expert.
We're talking to Dr. Natalie Calderon, who is an audiologist, and this is something that some people do not think about until it's too late. So going into something like Coachella, what's your advice?
When you're going into a loud festival like Coachella, you want to think about proximity to speakers. The louder the sounds are and the closer you are to that sound source, the more damage that we could potentially incur. We also want to take into consideration the duration of time that we are in a loud environment. Usually the festivals get to roughly 100 decibel. Within 15 minutes, you can start having damage to your ears.
I think some people think outdoor festival, you know, my hearing will be okay as opposed to an indoor concert. I guess that's not really true if you're up close, right?
Exactly. If you're right next to where that sound is pumping out of, you're real close to where that damage is going to occur.
So I love concerts, so I'm constantly seeing ads on Instagram and everywhere I go on the internet for earplugs that supposedly work at concerts. Do they really work?
If you have a properly fit pair of earplugs, it should reduce down the amount of sound that is coming into your ears, which will allow you to stay at the concert a little bit longer without needing that break.
For all the Angelinos headed to Indio or those already there, a taste of home will not be far from the festival grounds. Many popular LA eateries will have their own spots for hungry festival goers. For my fellow veggie people, there's Cena Vegan if you're looking for a taco party, and you can order eats like the Big Vegan Burrito and the Nacho Boat. For my non-veggie people, Fat Sows will have their famous sandwiches. For those in need of caffeine, Café La Vecindad will have their iconic matcha horchata with cold foam. For the savory girls, Delmi's Pupusas will have, you guessed it, pupusas. And after capturing the hearts of everyone during their feature at Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show, Villas Tacos will be serving a variety of dishes, including vegetarian options. And did you know that the very first ever Coachella was held in October of 1999, and the heat was so disgustingly unbearable, the festival was officially moved to April starting in 2001. Temperatures fared much better during the early springtime. Well, the more you know. So now we know a little bit more about what happened in and around LA this fine Coachella Friday. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.